samples of liquid zeolite.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. What's the buzz in your backyard? Oh, it's the same thing, I think, for all of us. We're taking it day by day, aren't we? Absolutely. And I'll tell you, we're going to give you a list of what are the three things that you are sick and tired of hearing about. The whining. I used to call it the whine of the week, but what are the three things that you are tired of hearing coming out of Washington that does affect you? There are things that I can name right off the top of my head. I'm going to say taxes. I'm going to say debt. And I'm also going to say blame game. Oh, it's always somebody else's fault. You know, what if a politician, I always say this is my fantasy, what if a politician got up and said, on me, my bad, I screwed the pooch, I did it, I'm sorry, I really dropped the ball. And not just the phony apology, I mean the really, you know, they mean it. Whoops, that got by me, it's a slip up, yeah, it's bad. I honestly think that person would have a good chance to stay a little bit longer in Washington. It's that thing that you have to remember. What do all those have in common? Taxes, debt, and the blame game. And they're all interchangeable. You and I, really, it's the government of the people, for the people, by the people. But somehow we forget that. We elect the people, theoretically, and put them in place in Washington. If you live in Florida, you're electing a person, you're electing several people from Florida. You live in Jersey, you're doing the same thing. Illinois, all of you great people listening in Texas, any place where you're listening to me, in Iowa, in Connecticut, it's our fault. We put those people there. And then we say, well, we really had no choice, or we didn't vote. If more people, I'm going to constantly rail on this because I know there have been some elections, local elections. Over the weekend, there were some. You got to pay attention to this stuff. Just invest a little bit of time in it, and you could make a big difference. You could really, at least, hopefully, I say at least hopefully, because you never know, get the people that you really want to represent you there in the first place. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, I think it'd be great. All right, I'm a big NASA freak. I don't know. I'm just a geek for the whole NASA thing. And especially the shuttle stuff. And it's all coming to an end. You look at the Endeavor, and the Endeavor that was started, it seems like so long ago, in the 90s, early 90s, took the place of the Challenger. Sadly, the Challenger blew up, and then the Endeavor came along and went on all those missions. And the Endeavor is on its last journey. With Mark Kelly as the commander, I think by now everybody knows that Mark Kelly, the astronaut, is married to Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who has made a return trip to watch from the Kennedy Space Center as her husband goes off on this final journey. As long as everything's in place, I guess the checks and balances are good. Here's, in fact, an official, Mike Limbach, saying that we're ready to go. Thumbs up.
We're not working any issues in the launch countdown. The team is ready to go, and hopefully have a good liftoff Monday morning for Mark Kelly and his crew.
Yeah, boy, let's hope the same thing happens this time, that the weather is good and it goes up and there's nothing weird happening. With all the checks, the checklists, they go down, and that's how they discover a heater's not working or something else isn't there. That's what happened last time around, and that's the way it is with the shuttle. It's like being, in a different way, it's like being on a movie set where actors sit around, they wait, there's all these grips and things that have to be set up. It's not glamorous. You have this idea in your head of what it would be like to be on a movie set, and then you go and you see what it's like. It's waiting, 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 waiting. It's the same thing with the shuttle. That's the only thing an actor and an astronaut, I think, have in common. Some sort of patience, because you have to wait around for a very long time. All right, here's a big question, America. How much patience do you have with Pakistan? And why, when you're listening to me, should you care about Pakistan? For a couple of reasons. Because we have invested a lot of manpower and money in Afghanistan. It's now our longest war. All that money, all that manpower, and we're still there. Bin Laden is picked off 2 weeks ago. We're still there. In Pakistan, they say they didn't know anything about it. They have their hand out. They want our money because they're supposedly our ally. So are they our ally? And should we continue to try to cultivate that relationship and make it better? Or are they the kind of ally you really don't want, the one you can't trust? But they might, in fact, be the one you can't trust, but you have no choice but to get in bed with them. Oh, that's the worst feeling of all. You may have people in your neighborhood who serve. You might have a son. You might have a daughter. You might have a grandson. You might have a best friend who has a son that's serving, or a brother that's serving, or a spouse that's serving. So we care in our backyards what's going on in Afghanistan because we have human flesh invested into this. John in Texas, thanks for hanging through. You have the floor. Hey, John, you're our leadoff man.
Ah, Mr. Kate, there you be, love. I have something that may be of a more harsh view than most people have, but when civilizations perpetrate upon cultures things that cultures don't like, such as being eaten, that civilization soon becomes extinct. And I'm talking about cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
And if we dry up the money to Afghanistan and Pakistan, the people who rely on that money will soon change their priorities to survival, and the people, the Al-Qaeda's, the terrorists.
Yeah.
Will soon find a fight on their hands that aren't just from us. They will be being hunted by their own people and exterminated. And I don't think that just putting money into Afghanistan to maintain trade route or for supplies is quite an idea when we can fly it over so much easier. It's just the bigger picture that I think I'm seeing here makes more sense than these petty issues.
You know, well said, John. So you're saying let them exterminate each other then. If that's the case, then Pakistan will have to man up, so to speak, and take out the enemy, the poison that's there along the border. Those that aren't Islamic terrorists, they'll have to go after them themselves because they did it. They left us in a lurch. So why do we continue to pump that money out? See, I would go even further and say, forget about the routes. And this is what I've said before. We don't have this problem if we pull out of Afghanistan. If we completely pull out of Afghanistan, then there's no worries about what we're doing to our soldiers because we don't have them there. And future wars, really, how many future wars are going to be boots on the ground? Look at the drones. A lot of people don't like drones. I know it. They say they're not reliable. Innocent people, the casualties, the collateral damage. But I think war is going to look different in the near future. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have our daily salute plus sports shorts. Got a sad note in sports shorts about the death of a young hockey player over the weekend, a player for the New York Rangers. Also, what's happening with the NBA playoffs? And I happened to catch the players on the PGA Tour. They're stopping the Players Tournament and saw an interesting playoff that KJ Choi, I'll just tell you, actually won. There's a hole, picture this if you will, for even those who don't like golf. You are, I want to say it's like 130 out, and there's a green that slopes. You know what a green is, right? And there's an island, and you have to put that golf ball on that island. You can't throw it, which would be tough to throw anyway. You just have to loop it in there, put it in there nice and tight. Unfortunately, a lot of people end up hitting it into the water. It rolls off the green, etc. And it's one of the more interesting holes in golf. And I look at it and I think everyone in America can relate to this. It's like when you go to play putt-putt, miniature golf, and you can't, you know, you're banking it off the cement walls. And in the end, you can't even get it in the clown's mouth. But the kid who's 7 years old that's in front of you gets a huge prize. He slams it right in that, right inside that mouth. Boom, no problem. But you can't get it in there. That's kind of like what the deal is at the 17th hole at the TPC Sawgrass. That's what you have to do. You just have to close your eyes, pretend it's a clown's mouth, line it up, hit it, and knock it close to the hole. So the Players' Championship was pretty interesting that it actually went down to a playoff. And the 17th hole played a big part of that. But that's for Sports Shorts, and that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. We always mix it up here in America Tonight if you've just joined us. I call it zigging and zagging all over the place. There's so many interesting things happening that affect all of us, and things that frankly, hang around and sit there on your mind that you just want to get it off your chest. This is the place to vent, definitely. If you want to vent, please feel free to do it at 800-259-5791. Those are the digits, 800-259-5791, or shoot us an email. Moving from Pakistan, and, of course, the thousands of Americans who are so courageous in serving again and again and again over there in some of the conditions that they go through. We move to people who are in horrible conditions through no fault of their own, other than being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And they happen to live in a small town in Louisiana that is kind of now the blocker for two bigger places, not kind of like, is the blocker for Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And I think anyone can relate to this as well. You know, you all have pride in your various towns and suburbs that you live in. So people that are living in some of the low-lying areas of Louisiana, unfortunately, were flooded and are getting flooded because of the Mississippi River that's so swollen that they're getting, that the spillway was open. The Army Corps of Engineers had to save the greater amount of people from being flooded out. That would be tough, wouldn't it? Here's what one Aubrey May had to say about all the flooding.
About 4 foot of water right now. The worst part of being out of your home is knowing that you can't go to the kitchen at nighttime and fix you a little snack. We're going to be here for anywhere from a month and a half until that water gets back down. We welcome all the tourists. It comes to Vicksburg. We enjoy their company.
Yeah, but good luck if you're in Vicksburg or any of these spots in Louisiana where the plan is to let out water from as many as one-fourth of the spillways. That's 125 bays to spare those bigger areas. It'll probably affect maybe 4,000, 5,000 people who live near the river because the water will come rushing to their homes and to the farm areas, and they're monitoring it, but that's what they've decided to do. They're going to be open probably for weeks, and it'll be at least that long before the river falls safely below the flood stage, so anybody who's evacuated can't come back. Oh, that's rough. It's rough because you think, it's like I say when Mother Nature comes calling, and, you know, hey, this is life, and we don't know what's going to happen. We're all day to day, right? But you just count on that little safe haven, your own little bubble. It's a bubble. So that when good things happen, yay, hooray. When horrible things happen, I got a place to hide under the covers for a day or two. But where do you go when you're just booted? And you just throw your stuff in the car and you head out. Hopefully you have relatives that you can go to, but you have work or you have other things you have to be concerned about in your town, and literally that town could be washed away. Certainly there'd be flood damage. There's no question when you look at the might of the Mississippi River. Talk to the people in Memphis about that. Talk to the people in Vicksburg about that. All those who have already had to suffer through it. 15 feet of a flood coming to your town. Ooh, with the river. Just the Morganza Spillway is the name of the spillway. Redirecting that flood. The water levels, how high are they going to be? I mean, maybe they'll get lucky, but not likely. When you're talking about the water rising 10 to 15 feet in certain spots, I mean, there's no surefire predictions. They can't know for sure. They just know that there's a good chance that it could be pretty high. And when is it going to crest? Where is it going to crest? And what's going to happen? They're just not, they're no way are they letting that happen in New Orleans. On Sunday, the waters in Vicksburg, Mississippi, by the way, had reached 56.2 feet. I try to think of that. 56.2 feet, what's that like? So that's above 43 is the flood stage. But it still is short of the 57, 58 that they were talking about, the level. And further south, they were 2 feet higher. So in Natchez, Mississippi, it was a little bit higher than that. For records that they're setting, you got to go back to the 30s. You got to go back to the late 30s for that. Whew. That is crazy sad because of all the people that are probably in the way of it. And you think of, too, seriously, you go back to the Civil War era and all those graves that are may be covered over. You got to think that it's affected in some of the tourist areas where people go and look and see battlefield and whatever. But they do have, there is one thing. The people in Vicksburg are really have their fingers crossed. They're saying their prayers because they have this, what they call backwater levee, as someone explained it to me. And what that does is it keeps water from backing into the Yazoo River Delta, which would be their area. And it's designed lower than the main level levee so that the water can flow over it, if that makes sense. It makes sense to me the way it was explained to me. So at least for 20 miles or so, that would give a little bit of a break if the excess water rushes over. If that can just happen. But boy, that would make it pretty tough. You're just waiting. It's sort of like a countdown. Ooh, I hope this doesn't happen. We're just going to have to watch. And that's what they're doing there. And this has been, we've been talking about this now. I think it's been 2 weeks that we've talked about it. So this isn't a hit and run thing. I mean, this is a river that is having a major impact on a whole lot of lives. Whole lot of lies on the heels of all the tornadoes and all that damage that happened in Alabama and Arkansas and in the south and the southeast. Rough stuff, absolutely. Hang with us, Odds and Ends coming up.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Confusion is what's happening with the Republicans on the 2012 ticket. Mike Huckabee says no thanks. He decides he's not going to run. You know, his name kept coming up in all the polls. So he decided to bail out. And now I'm sure everybody is looking for a line on some of the people that were backing Huckabee, because Huckabee was pretty popular. But he decided, I'm not gonna go for that whole presidency thing at this point. He felt like he wasn't, I don't think he said this. He didn't say he wasn't the guy to challenge, but he said, it's a quote, he said, all the factors say go, but my heart says no. He said, when I was alone and I was reflecting, I didn't have clarity. Being president is a job that takes you to the limit of your human capacity, and with this inner, you know, to do it apart from the inner confidence that I was undertaking it without, God's full blessing, is what he said, is simply unthinkable. He said he didn't feel like he had that. He said it was spiritual. He didn't feel like it was there. So Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor, now is in the same company as the Mississippi governor, Haley Barbour, who decided he wasn't going to do it. and decides to go and sit on the sidelines instead. And, here's the thing. If you're going to run, boy, you got to crank up that machine, because Obama's treasure chest is about a potential $1 billion. And I said billion. We're saying $1 billion for the incumbent president running for re-election. So what kind of money do you need to harness the power of advertising and media to really run a serious campaign where you're out there, people are hearing your name, thinking about it, talking about it, all that kind of stuff, to be a serious challenger? You got to have some serious money. So you have to have the capacity to raise a lot of cash. You absolutely have to be able to do that. Can Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann do it? Can the Indiana governor do it? Mitch Daniels, he's in that waiting pattern. Can Donald Trump do it? Well, somebody could raise the money. It would be Trump. It's just a question of how serious Trump is. But he's out of it. So Huckabee's done. Mitt Romney? Can Mitt Romney do it? It's a question of who is not the flavor of the month for the Republicans, but who really has a serious chance of knocking off an incumbent president. So now there's also been questions about running mates. Isn't it funny? There's not one solid candidate. There's just a lot of names mentioned. Newt Gingrich, we know he's in there. And then people bailing. So you have people bailing and people saying they want it. And then you have the question of, well, would you be the second person on the ticket? And the South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, says there's no chance that the place that she wants to be is on any kind of a 2012 ticket. Take a listen.
I look forward to watching the 2012 and making sure those policy discussions are there, but I also plan on making the people of South Carolina very proud.
She was part of the Sunday swirl where she said, no, I'm committing to my state and my full years in office, and I'm just going to watch and I'm not going to do it. She said there's no chance she would take that second spot on the ticket, because now people are saying, people in politics, the people that are trying to persuade you and I to vote, are saying that a female on the ticket would still look good if you could have a female VP. First, I'd say worry about who the front runner is. Worry about who's going to be strong enough to shake up the incumbent and toss out the incumbent. I mean, that's the answer. Focus on that first. And yes, of course, you want a strong ticket, so who's the second person on it? I get it. But you got to think about that. Who out of all the people that are running and think they're going to run, who are the strongest out there that really honestly have a chance? Honestly have a chance. It could get interesting. I mean, there could be a lot of names that suddenly emerge out of left field, as I like to call it, that might surprise a few people. The governor of New Jersey, I definitely have it on good authority. That's not happening. Chris Christie, his name keeps coming up. He's not doing it. No way. Don't look for that ticket. I definitely don't see him as even the second guy either. Because then there was conversation, well, maybe he'll be the second guy. Maybe he'd be the second guy. But Huckabee bailing kind of does present a little bit of a challenge, because he had fans, he was popular, he was getting a lot of that TV time on Fox, he is getting a lot of that TV time, so people certainly know Huckabee. They know who he is and what he stands for, because he spells it out week after week, but he's not doing it, so he's out of that race. Ultimately, who has the best chance in 2012? And I don't think it's Newt. He gives good TV. He gives good TV when he's commenting, but I don't think so. It's interesting that he's entered the race. He's wanted to do it for a long time, but he is not the one that's going to provide that Republican win. I don't think so. I don't think so. As a second guy, not sure either. I think ultimately you got to. What if it was Trump and Gingrich? You think Trump and Gingrich would win? I mean, that goes back to that question about Donald Trump anyway. Is it really the Barnum and Bailey act that he's pulling, and he's going to make a big deal on the Celebrity Apprentice about whether or not he's running, or is he really serious, and does he really have a chance because people know his name? Does he really have that celebrity bounce and believability that would lead him into the White House, that he could take out Obama, especially since he was tied to a couple of different things, including that fact that the guy's been married several times, and does that affect the super, super evangelical core of voters on the Republican side that say, yeah, you know, wait a second here. Or on the business side, what about the bankruptcies? Would that affect them too? Because remember, then everything is an open book. Everything becomes open, you think. unless you say you're transparent, and then you're not. But he absolutely would be setting himself up for that. No question. No question. And he'd have to answer some serious questions. He couldn't step around the abortion question. Pro-choice, anti-abortion. He would be right in the middle of that, right in the thick of immigration. Anything that's not out of bounds, because nothing is out of bounds anymore when you're running. So there wouldn't be a lot of ways for him to spin, I don't think, away from the topics. I don't think he'd be able to do that. The things that the people in America care about, I don't think he could shove it aside. All right, here's something I wanted to bring up in odds and ends, because with everything that happened, Bin Laden talking about the debt ceiling. What's a debt ceiling? What's happening? How far in debt are we anyway? Way too much. Trillions and trillions and trillions. In the meantime, getting lost in the sauce is Muammar Gaddafi. What's going on there? The U.S. and NATO are saying that Gaddafi has to relinquish his control and stop killing his own people. You know, we're doing a broadcast from the United Nations in 3.5 weeks. This will be a big. The United Nations Development Program is planning for a return into the country, even if Libya's rebels don't drive them from power. What their organization is an anti-poverty agency. And what they're going to do is spread, you know, the NATO air forces are going to try to help the rebels that are falling apart over there. So they're planning that return. But how much money? You know what the price tag is for that? $25.3 million to kind of kickstart their program. $25.3 million. I'd say that's worrisome. There's no ceasefire or political agreement at this point. And so the UNDP is already saying they're preparing to adjust and scale up a program inside of Libya, even if rebel control is limited to one part of the country. Because they say they can use the recovery policies, they can use it, they can support people who need it. They can help support the society. Are you kidding me? How much money they're going to help with the new constitution and elections? They have a critical role in reestablishing the government? I don't think so.
G. GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
As we head for the finish line, just like they're going to do at the Preakness again, it's a question of whether Animal Kingdom can get that second leg of the Triple Crown after winning the Kentucky Derby. And it's a question of whether you can win our Triple Crown Challenge. All you have to do is hit win, place, and show the trifecta. If you nail it, you get not only bragging rights, but you also get the Sports Princess Library. Means a whole lot of books are coming your way. It's good stuff. Summer's here. You get a chance to kick back. If not, if you can't do it during the week, on the weekends, get in that hammock out there on the shore somewhere, Connecticut, Jersey, New York, wherever, someplace else, Mackinac Island, I don't know, someplace in Florida, those beautiful beaches along the Space Coast, some of my favorite places. Duck into there, grab one of those books, flip it open, and you just go. That's the best feeling in the world when you have a chance where you can just kick back, not worry about anything, and you can just get buried in a book. So if sports isn't your thing, though, we have other things we can send you from the library. Politics, perhaps. But then I don't know if you're going to relax. That just might might get you revved up. So this might be a better way to relax. Time for a little sports shorts, and then we're going to mix in the daily salute. Sad story that came out over the weekend. A young hockey player, not even 30 years old, in fact, 28 years old. Don't know if any of you happened to catch this, but Derek Bugard, now they're saying his brain has been donated. Unfortunately, they found him over the weekend dead in St. Paul, Minnesota. And so you know the background. He's one of the NFL tough guys, but was known off the ice as just the nicest guy you want to know. 28 years old. He was found dead in his Minneapolis apartment 5 months after he had that season-ending concussion with the Rangers. And people are just flabbergasted. I mean, anytime you hear about anyone that young, you start to wonder. And then with all this conversation about brain injuries and some other things, they're questioning what could have possibly happened to him here. And, you know, he was, by all accounts, okay leading up to this. And so now people in the hockey world are reacting. Brian Ralston had this to say about the death of the New York Ranger.
Just completely floored. Obviously, you'd have no idea what went on or anything like that, and that's the first thing you want to know. But just a sad, sad day when a guy puts that on the line. For the fans on a nightly basis, people love guys like that. Not only do the fans appreciate, you know, what he did, but the players that he had around him appreciated that, and the guy that he was off the ice as well. He was a gentle giant. Obviously, his job was to fight, and that's what he did very well. But, you know, he was just a great teammate, great guy. Such a shame that, you know, 28 years old, it's just this whole life ahead of him.
All right, so a little background quickly on him. He played for the Wild in Minnesota, thus the connection to Minnesota. Had signed with the Rangers, was part of the Rangers club. He had a pretty decent contract with the Rangers, and he was an enforcer-type guy. And he was definitely a fan favorite, I think, with Minnesota Wild fans because of his fighting and whatnot. And certainly a real shock as to what happened. Matt, you're a hockey fan and a Wild fan, as the mothership of our network is in Minnesota. I'm sure people have been reacting to this over the weekend, over the last 2 days anyway.
Yeah, actually, I found out right as I was leaving the Twins game. I got a Twitter update on my phone about it, and I let everyone that I was with know, and everyone was just in a lot of shock that, you know, I mean, this is young, big, tough guy. I mean, he was just a beast if you look at him, that he would just all of a sudden be dead. And he was immensely popular here in Minnesota. And actually, two Wild fans, two young girls, I think they were like 18 or 19, organized a memorial tonight. And they had around 300 people show up, including former Wild players. And Derek Bugard's family actually came and spoke too. So there was a lot of people that really liked him. He probably only played about 5-6 minutes a game at most, but he was one of the most popular players on the Wild before he left for the Rangers last year.
Yeah, it's sad. And they're doing autopsies and all that, and they don't know the cause yet. There's a lot of speculation, but they don't know at this point. You think of the brain injuries, though, and you know, that's why the donating of the brain and the concern over was there something there. A lot of speculating with football players. We know, luckily, this has come to light now, what's happened with professional football players when they sustained all these concussions. Did the concussion have anything to do with it? You know, who knows? We'll see ultimately. Or was it something else in his background that led to that? But we'll keep an eye on what happened there. 28 years old. All right, quickly, just a couple of we're going to kind of scattershoot this with not bombard you with sports, but just scattershoot a couple of things. One, Oklahoma beats Memphis in the NBA. They're into the playoffs, so Oklahoma now moves on to take on the Dallas Mavericks. Remember, they swept the Lakers. How about the Bulls? So many people saying, oh, Miami, 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 they're the team to beat. And if you look at the Miami, they are the team to beat. But the Bulls showed them they had the right stuff. They knocked them off in the first game in the East, 103-82, the score there. In the meantime, the Canucks with a 3-2 win. We were bouncing back to hockey for a second. As in the first one out of the gate, they beat in the West, in the Western Conference Finals, they knocked off the San Jose Sharks in the opener. The Canucks really are the team to beat, I think. A couple of other quick side notes on sports. If you're a tennis fan, Novak Djokovic beat Rafael Nadal again. Boy, he is just on fire. He beat him in Rome, so he won the Rome Masters. This is where I just, man, I'd like to see some American players really come out, and you see the depth of foreign players who are have just been, some of these Eastern Europeans, et cetera, have just been incredible. And Djokovic is someone who's been waiting there and waiting and waiting, and I think finally he's kind of controlling some of his emotions. So he beat Nadal 6-4, 6-4 to stretch his unbeaten streak to 37 matches. And you see this guy hit a ball, and it's like, whew, when he is on, he is so, so on. All right, and again, just a quick reminder, don't forget about our Preakness Challenge at the end of the week that comes up on Friday. Maybe Animal Kingdom ends up with another great run, gets the second leg of the Triple Crown. It's been over three decades since we've had a Triple Crown winner, and if Animal Kingdom were to get the win in Baltimore, then it would go be onto the Belmont and New York City, and we'll see if that horse really has the right stuff when it comes down to it. You know, the talk always continues each year every time that happens, but it's pretty tough to... It's pretty tough, obviously, to win the Triple Crown. You could, however, win our challenge. Win, place, or show for the Preakness, tail end of the week. Mark it down. Make sure you're there. We have a whole lot of fun doing it just for a couple of quick segments on the show. All right, I said also, too, that we were going to hand out the Daily Salute. You're going to love the Daily Salute. Something a little bit unusual. We're talking about astronauts at some point in the Endeavour launching, hopefully, right before 9 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time on Monday, if the weather is right. And I happened to read this story about two teenage girls. I think I saw it on CNN. These two teenage girls who decided to send their edible invention into space. And how cool is that? And what it is they were part of a challenge coming up with world solutions to different things. And what they came up with in the nutrition category was a nutrition bar. It's made of oats, cranberries, apple pieces, cinnamon, and nuts. And they're sending it up with the guys into space. That's the Daily Salute. Just teenagers. They've got the solution to help the astronauts when they get hungry. Who knows where it goes from there?